Catherine Feeney on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.
Have you had your cup of bone broth for the day? Is it worth it? You might have seen a lot of people talking about bone broth. It might be something that you integrate into your diet in a routine kind of way, but it might also be something that someone has recommended you take or make because you're feeling a little under the weather. Is it worth it?
You're listening to ABC Radio.
Do you consume bone broth? And if so, how often? Some people say you should have at least a cup a day to stay healthy, but does the science stack up? Welcome to Worth It on ABC Local Radio. I'm Kat Feeney. This is where I try and decode and demystify the latest consumer trends or product obsessions with experts in a bid to help you evaluate whether the whole thing really is worth it. And today, you're joined by Emma Blank, who is a private practicing dietitian, and we're investigating the value of bone broth. Emma, what exactly is bone broth?
Yes, quite the investigation is required, I think. It always blows my mind how food fads just take hold of you and people run with it and go to all sorts of extremes. But it's really nothing new, of course. People have been boiling bones or cartilage or tendons in stock, you know, for thousands of years, medieval times, all sorts of yummy stuff kind of, you know, oozes out of it when it's been boiling on a pot, as would you, for hours on end, anywhere from 5 hours to 24 hours, depending on what you're looking for. So essentially, the fad at the moment is around supplementation, collagen supplements, and they're drawing out the gelatin. So, of course, we already have collagen almost everywhere in our body, in our skin, in our bones, and it comprises of a really complex sort of protein structure, so up to 28 different types of proteins, and then the building block of proteins, which is amino acids.
This is what makes collagen.
This is what makes collagen.
Okay. Complex little
it's
sucker, isn't it?
Complex.
Yeah.
And so my beef, pardon the pun, with the bone broth is that whilst you may digest a whole, you know, food, a whole protein, it may not then contain all of the essential amino acids that your body cannot make on its own accord.
Okay.
Okay. So collagen isn't complete. So you can absorb, you can digest it, you can absorb it, but your digestive system is going to break apart those amino acids and do with it what it will. So whatever part of the body those proteins are required, that's where the body will send those amino acids. So this idea that you then eat a superfood or consume something that you've made and then maybe added a supplement or just boiling your own bones and making your own homeschool broth, that may be very nourishing. It may provide your body with lots of minerals and vitamins and some of those amino acids that your body is seeking, but it doesn't guarantee that it's going to automatically plug, you know, a hole or a problem. Okay. Quite literally speaking.
I see. All right. We're talking about bone broth this afternoon on ABC Local Radio with Emma Blank, who's a practicing dietitian, private practicing dietitian. Bone broth is, I mean, look, any Insta food lover or online food blogger or anyone with a passing interest in modern culinary will have seen the term bone broth bandied about. It's an obsession at the moment. Why, Emma? Why are we all talking about bone broth right now?
Well, I think, well, obviously, change of season. You know, it's the season to have lovely slow-cooked stews and soups, etc. But there's lots of different reasons. People like to connect bone broth with improving your immunity. Mm-hmm. And, of course, humans have been consuming chicken noodle soup to, you know, ail the cold for many, many years. And so there's that idea that it can decrease inflammation, but that's going through a very complex process, much like we, you know, opened with. There's also this idea that it can improve sports performance because you're replenishing electrolytes. That might be something actually that people aren't really thinking about, but I get asked that question by my clients quite a lot. And then there's some really passionate advocates of using bone broth essentially for gut healing. So this broad terminology that we talk about a lot, especially since everyone is just mad about the microbiome and probiotics. So again, it's not as simple as consuming something and then expecting that your gut would absorb those nutrients. And then, I mean, ideally when we're talking about gut healing, I guess we're wanting to improve the integrity of our gut lining so that it's working optimally, which means that you can absorb as many mineral and vitamins from your food as possible, which is, you know, what we all need to do, definitely. But Okay. Yeah, it's a bit of a jump, I think.
So bone broth, popular because it might be something you would consume because you wanted to improve your immunity, reduce inflammation, or improve your gut health. They're the kind of claims that are attached to bone broth, which itself is a soup made from the boiling of bones, in its simplest terms. So does the science suggest that it can improve our immunity, reduce inflammation, or improve our gut health?
I mean, there's a few small studies that are smattered around the place on all of those topics where N might equal 20. So that means we've studied 20 people. I mean, the beauty industry has been studying collagen for years and talking about, you know, how to improve your skin quality. So essentially the depth of your wrinkles. And there's some good research that say that Japanese women who have consumed 10 grams specifically of fish collagen a day have less deep wrinkles.
Okay.
And others.
Fish collagen from bone broth?
From bone broth, okay. That's right. So, yeah, boiling up the fish. It's easy, that idea of, okay, I'm going to buy some powdered gelatin and I'm going to add it to a soup to make it more nutritious, and then I don't have to be at home, you know, cooking it all day, because, of course, most of us can't do that.
Okay. So, Emma Blank, with you on ABC Local Radio, I'm Kat Feeney. We're looking at whether bone broth really is worth it, and I suppose it depends a little bit on why you're taking it to ascertain whether it's of value. I'm getting the impression that maybe the research doesn't indicate anything to suggest that it's a superfood that will achieve all of the claims attached to it, like immunity improvement, improved gut health. But is it going to hurt you taking bone broth? Is there research to suggest that it's actually bad for you?
I mean, if you have bones, tendons, ligaments from unknown sources that perhaps haven't been well stored, and then you're boiling up huge amounts, and I guess some people might be consuming litres of bone broth in a day, and then you're looking at, yes, some toxins being leached out of those bones that perhaps your body doesn't essentially need, and certainly not in the quality or quantity. And that's the thing with bone broth. You're never going to get two broths the same. So, of course, all of the commercial supplements, they will need to be made to a standard, but then that standard may not be providing your body, you know, with the amino acids it needs.
Indeed. And so, as ever, the best advice with whether something really is worth it usually comes down to the individual nature of us all and the need to seek individualised medical advice. Emma Blank, in your opinion then, in the end, is bone broth worth it?
Okay, I think bone broth is worth it for this one fact that I was pondering. It can return us to slow cooking.
Okay.
I don't think there is anything wrong with making yourself this beautiful, wholesome broth at home that contains veggies, has been slow cooked, and you share with the ones you love.
Emma Blank, thank you for your time.
You're listening to Catherine Feeney on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.